Okay, we'll call the meeting to order. All right, guys, take it outside. Thank you. All right, then, gentlemen, moving on to other business. We have one item of other business, Swan Estates, three lots on Signet Drive.
This is a request to subdivide a 2.11 acre parcel into three lots. Ingress and egress would be off of Signet Drive within the Swan State subdivision. This parcel was referenced as reserved for future development on the recorded Swan Estates plot. I referenced the square footage of each lot. The site would be served by county sewer. The commission needs to determine if a public hearing would be required, in which case the applicant would have to provide at least 51% of the property owners being aware of and consenting to the application, or if you could approve it, since it was already listed as reserved for future development, and we provided Julie Sketch drawing of the request.
Gene, I can't remember, was that an actual separate parcel when they created Swan Estates?
Yes.
So it was created when Swan Estates was established?
Yeah.
So it could be considered separate?
Both on the east and west side of Signet Drive, those two parcels were both reserved for future development.
Yeah, I thought there was more than one, that's right.
Yes.
So it's reasonable to expect that at some point then the western parcel reserved for future development will take some type of use.
Well, I did talk to the surveyor about the site on the western side.
Yes.
He will be going through a public hearing on that because they're proposing a street to come off of Signet Drive.
Swan Estates is fairly mature development, is that not right? Mr. Lank and Mr. Abbott have an idea when this was approved. Probably, what do you think, it's maybe 15, 20 years old?
I don't think it's that old. Close, maybe close to 15, but not 20.
Not 20, yeah. 15, so like 1999.
I think I was here when that was still around. I was around when that.
Yeah, we'll have 10 to 15 years,
yeah,
probably.
It was early, yeah. It was long. It's probably been 15.
Yeah, maybe. I'd have to look.
99. Yeah, I guess.
It started a little slow, and then it had a little impact by the
Swan
market.
Key has been around forever.
Swan, yeah.
Yeah, Swan Key has been around forever, but Swan Estates is the one right that's just north or west and north of where the new Safeway store is down on 54.
Hmm. Yeah, and it's
are the lot sizes similar?
Yes. Yes, they are. These are similar. But if my thoughts on this, if we don't have documentation of that they've got 51% of the property owners, to me, most of the property owners, in my recollection, are pretty much year-round people. They're not second homes at this location. I think it might be best to serve the public, and I don't think it'd be an unreasonable burden on the developer to come in and provide us that documentation and go through a public hearing process. But those are my thoughts, gentlemen.
Well, I concur with you, Mr. Smith. I think this is, even though it may have been earmarked for future development, it is in fact more development. And any other time that we have property where we there's a subdivision and there's a parcel left that we typically state that is going to be required to go for a public hearing. So I think to maintain the consistency in our practice as a planning and zoning commission, that it would be appropriate to have a public hearing on this. And while it may in fact wind up being granted, I think they still need to go through the steps that any other developer would have to do.
I'm thinking we might be able to have some favorable impact on this, particularly given that there's another large parcel on the west side of the street, and we may be able to put in something like a school bus stop or maybe mailbox island, something like that, that would improve that community of pretty much year-round.
I kind of advised the surveyor that more than likely it was going to be required to go through a public hearing, and as the old saying goes, don't shoot the messenger, please.
Right, right. Thank you, Freddie.
Yeah, they may, being it's the same surveyor, they may come back with both at the same time and right. do one public hearing.
Wouldn't be any reason why I couldn't do that.
They're both small, so it wouldn't take a whole lot of effort to get it to put them together.
I think that's reasonable.
Mr. Chairman, on this item of other business, Swan Estates, my motion is that the commission recommend that this application be turned over to a public hearing, and that amongst other things, we would like documentation that 51% of the property owners are aware of.
They would have to have that.
Or they would have to have that. Okay. Just our recommendation is that this go to public hearing.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to require a public hearing for Swan Estates, three lots on Signet Drive. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Gentlemen, that completes